is Triple J Breakfast
with Matt and Alex.
Hey, podcast.
Hey, thank you very much for downloading this one. Good show today. I'm going to say very good show.
Yep, some top moments.
Couple of real good gags coming at you today. Lou McCurdy doing very well for Brunch Boys. Like a Virgin from Delta Rigs. And we talked about the fact that I'm about to go and get a spray tan.
You are about to go and get a spray tan. The show is over and you need to do it. Why again?
This isn't
like some sort of single white female thing where you are all of a sudden trying to be more like me, are you?
No.
Are you sure? Because...
I mean, your skin is gorgeous.
I've noticed you've been curling your hair a little bit more recently.
Look, my nana used to always ask me, actually, because she used to be a hairdresser, would you like a perm? I think you're perm.
Did she actually?
All the time.
Well, it is your first spray tan. Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah. I need to look more like Milan Pulvermaker, who, if you remember from a few podcasts ago, came into the studio because he was in an ad that I kept getting, oi, are you in this burger commercial?
Yeah.
Actually, Milan. He's a very nice dude, and he's actually in a movie in which he needs someone who looks like him. And so I need to... I'm catching up with Milan. We're both getting the same haircut this afternoon as well.
This could be the start of very big things. I mean, you start doing short films. Next thing you know, he's getting cast in, Parent Trap, and he needs a double.
He was already in Great Gatsby.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could be his buddy double. But look, it is your first spray tan. Things can go wrong. Jess from Perth, you have some experience with unsuccessful spray tans?
Yes, I do. I was I had just moved over from New Zealand, so I was really, really pasty and quite embarrassed.
And, from the sexy humans that inhabit the Australian Western Australia capital of Perth.
Yeah, I was like shocked. I couldn't believe how brown everyone was. So anyway, I was like, oh, I'll try to fit in. This is going to be totally cool. So I went and got a spray tan, and because I wasn't used to the humidity or like the heat at all, I was sweating like crazy, like profusely. Mm. And you're standing there like starkers, so it makes the whole situation even worse. And she starts spraying me, but because I was sweating so much, the spray tan was just dripping down me. It was staying on, and I didn't know what to do, so I'm kind of standing there awkward, like, oh, do you want me to dry myself? And she's like, oh, there's nothing we can really do. And yeah, I was just like the streaky, sweaty spray tan mess.
Just looking like a Salvador Dali painting or something melting.
It was so terrible. I've never been so embarrassed. And this woman was trying to like not act awkward, but I mean, let's be honest, it was really awkward.
So how long does that last? So I'm worried if I sweat or maybe my hair gets in the way of this particular tan. It's uneven. It's no good. How long did it last for you?
You just get like the tan remover, but it's still, I mean, like even if you don't exfoliate, make sure you exfoliate.
Yep.
If you don't exfoliate, it's going to sit in the dry spots. Because, I mean, your dry spots don't necessarily sweat, like your knees and stuff.
Mm.
It's really patchy. It's going to look great.
Everyone has been saying, suggesting exfoliate. So this might have to be a proper
But I need
thing.
To go straight from work to the spray tan. I didn't bring an exfoliation glove to work.
We've got a little bit of time. You're going to go downstairs. Alex is going to go downstairs. He's going to go get a glove from... Is there a convenience store or something nearby? Yeah, there is. I'm sure you can get something.
Yeah, I'll go down to the 24-hour convenience exfoliation glove dispensary and grab one.
And I'm going to exfoliate your back. And we're going to put it on Snapchat and maybe Facebook. All right, thanks very much, Jess.
No worries. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jess. Bye. All right. This is going to look terrible.
I can't wait. Well... Tune in at what time do you reckon you'll be able to post the photos up on Facebook?
I'll put an Instagram
or something
of me and Milan after our haircuts and my spray tan and see if we look the same.
I can't wait.
AE Dyson, get on board.
Hey, Matt O'Kine, Instagram as well, get on board that.
What, you're using your own name? That's foolish.
At least I don't have initial.
I didn't realise it was like Twitter that way. Damn it. Oh, well.
Hope you have a good one.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, Friday? How are ya?
Yeah, it's a good smell in the air. It is Friday morning, and we're very excited. The Delta Rigs are in for Like a Virgin. I think they'll be coming and playing an original and a cover. Cannot wait.
Absolutely. Also, very shortly, we're going to be crossing live to Brisbane. We're going to find out. We're going to check with our little bud, Lucky, see what she's been up to. I think we need to maybe get a little bit of a fleece off her.
Yes, earlier in the week, if you missed it, we swapped something pretty, pretty special for not an alpaca itself, which we have been looking for a good home for, but for the fleece. They get sheared every year. So we're going to be turning the fleece into a special knee blankie, swapping it with Angela on the Gold Coast, and she sent us a photo of what she's going to be trading with us, and it looks pretty good.
Oh, it could... It could do some damage to glass, I'll tell you that much.
But how do you shear an alpaca? We'll be crossing live to the event and fighting out. So if you've what's good info for the weekend, that when you're out and about, you're catching up with friends, you could say, well, actually, they bring up alpaca shearing. You go, well, actually, I know a little bit about that. I listen to Triple J Breakfast on Friday morning.
Absolutely. What more do you want on a Friday? A bit of alpaca shearing knowledge, a bit of Delta Rigs for like a version. All I want to do is boom, 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 and a and take your money. That was not that song. That was XXXO by the same artist, though, MIA. Hey, we kicked off with the Kooks as well, Forgive and Forget. Their new album is out very shortly.
Poor old Matty O'Kine says, oh, I really, whenever we play MIA, I just really just want to play Paper Plates. That's no matter if that's the last MIA song we played, let's play it again.
And take your money.
Before you heard some of the Kooks, new stuff, Forgive and Forget. Jacko, loving that one. Man, every time you start off with the Kooks, it's a good day. Are you wizards? That
yes,
would be cool.
We are.
I'm a warlock. What are you?
I just have a long beard.
Okay. So, yes, wizards in the studio this morning. We're going to try and bring out some more bag of tricks from our sleeves a little bit later on.
Big sleeves as well.
Let us know what you're up to for the weekend, if you like. 0439757555 is our text number. Text here. The big news coming through is in Melbourne. There's a new ad for a certain chicken-loving colonel where some young whippersnappers tune into Triple J, 107.5 in Melbourne, for the drive to the Secret Herbs and Spices Hut.
Ooh.
So Triple J has officially made it.
That's
so
pretty,
there you go.
That's great.
It's good to see. There was an ad for a blue oval car where Triple J was the frequency as well.
Can I ask what time of the day is the ad set in?
Why would you ask that?
Well, I'm assuming that this certain Secret Herbs and Spices Hut wouldn't be open before 9 a.m.
Sure it would.
You sure?
Yeah, all these places just try and get everyone's money. Although I'm not sure how its breakfast menu is.
All I'm saying is if they're tuning into Triple J, they've obviously been listening to someone else.
Not our show, yeah, you're right.
In the morning. So
do we want the kind of listenership that'll buy fried chicken at 6 in the morning? Are they the kind of people we want?
Hey, you're looking at the kind of listenership who'd eat chicken at 6 in the morning.
All right, well, we've got a gig report for you very soon. We managed to catch Megan Washington last night, which
yes,
I might tell you how that was in a minute.
And I'll let you know how Alex's form was in terms of longevity at that gig.
What? Oh, right, Amelia Marshall style.
Yeah.
On the Amelia Marshall scale, okay.
Yeah, all right, anyway, this is Northeast Party House. You're on Triple J.
And we're a little bit tired because last night we went along to a gig.
We hit the
curb.
The
whole breakfast team. Matt was there. We ran into our producer, Beth. She was hanging out.
Beth's got her arms up.
Watching some Megan Washington, who after a bit of time off, actually, is back playing live music. She's got an album coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And I've got to tell you, Matt O'Kine, in fine form.
Mate, she was back. Back better than ever. The presence on stage, as Beth and I were discussing this morning, was off cob. She was really, really bringing something to every single song. It was beautiful to watch.
Had a four-piece band. Like I've seen her pictured behind a keyboard for the majority of her live shows in the past, but this was like front woman style.
Yeah,
singing occasionally would do a couple of chords over on the piano, but for the most part, take it. She's very good at, like, she's got a cordless mic in a stand and she'd just be singing normally and then suddenly just an aggressive take the mic out of the stand and then just wah into the microphone. It was very, very intense. I think she must have practiced that.
Absolutely. But then, you know, after rocking out with the band on stage, we'd drop it all, might pick up the guitar, solo song by herself. Everyone was just...
By herself or with the entire crowd singing along the lyrics with her?
Both, because it was definitely, there were a few moments there that I felt emotional.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of love in the room and looking forward to some new tracks from Megan Washington circling around Triple J in a couple of weeks when the album comes out.
Yeah.
But we're looking ahead now. Last night's done and dusted.
Yep.
What is happening on the weekend? Kate in Brisbane, you've got a little bit of buyer's regret.
So I decided that this was going to be the year that I was going to run my half marathon because I've been wanting to do one for ages.
Okay.
And then I thought, you know what, I'm definitely going to do it this year. And then I went to sign up for it, cost me $100 to enter for a half marathon. Why would someone pay $100 to have to run 21K?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is
so
a lot.
I did it. I've paid and I've got it on Sunday and I'm just thinking about all the money I could have spent.
Well, it's only about $5 per kilometre. So if you sort of average it out.
Well, where do you think all that money's going, Kate? Have you got like super fly bibs?
No, it's a McDonald's charity, so it goes to Ronald McDonald House for a really good cause.
Okay.
But I'm just thinking about the pain that I'm going to endure for $100.
So what's the furthest you've run at to this point?
I've done a 21 just to sort of get ready for it. So I think I'm set. Hopefully I'm going to make it.
Yeah, totally. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. If you've made 21 before, that's okay. I've done one half marathon. And previous to that, my training, I probably got up to 12Ks.
Right.
And so for maybe the first 14, going fine. But then the stride starts really getting short. You're struggling uphills.
What was the old guy that ran from Sydney to Melbourne?
Oh, Cliffy. Cliffy on the ultra marathon, Sydney to Melbourne.
You'll have to do that, Kate.
I can do it.
Yeah, Brisbane to Sydney one day.
Go what he does, run in the gumboots. That's the that's Cliffy's key. Thanks very much, Kate. Catch you later.
And Serena Williams is through to the third round of the US Open in New York. The five-time winner and women's number one seed beat Vanya King in straight sets.
Thank you very much, Amelia Marshall. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you? What did you get up to last night?
We went out to a gig. I didn't see you.
Did you?
The breakfast crew were at Megan Washington.
I wasn't there. But how was the last song, Alex?
The last song that I saw was great. Cement.
No. The last song in the gig.
I didn't see the last song in the gig.
Why not?
Because I'd already left. I did pull a Marshall and leave
early. Did
you
think about it when you were doing it? Did you think, oh, God, I'm pulling an Amelia?
No, because at that stage, Megan Washington coming on stage at 10:30.
Mm,
okay, beginning at 10:30. So I went and watched it for an hour till past 11:30 and I left before the encore.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny because Beth was there, our producer, who also had to get up when you had to get up. I was there.
Yep.
And I recall not seeing you at the very end. So I don't know what's going on there, mate.
Look, you don't need to outrun a bear, all right? You just need to outrun the slowest person next to you. And I still feel that Amelia Marshall leaving before Future Islands came on at 9:30, I staying till 11:30 after watching an hour of Megan Washington.
Well,
it's a slippery slope, though.
Yeah.
Welcome. Welcome to my side.
Now, we've been trading over the last few weeks. Matt found a scratchy in his house. He said, who wants it? Chris from Healesville said, yeah, I'll give you a Pokemon card for it. We said, tell me more. Charizard. Gotcha. Took that. Said, all right, let's see if we can get further. Ended up trading that for a car from Sarah from Canberra. Drove that car to Brisbane in exchange for a pregnant alpaca named Lucky. And just on Tuesday, Angela from the Gold Coast offered us a $5,900 diamond ring that she got for Christmas a few years ago.
We've got the certificate. We've seen the legitimateness of this.
It's set in platinum, and it looks pretty solid.
It's special, and it deserves to be with a special someone.
It certainly does. She doesn't have the facilities to take care of an alpaca, so we're going to be making her, from the fleece of an alpaca, a knee blankie. She specifically requested a knee blankie to keep her knees warm on those cold winter nights. And given alpaca fleece is completely soft and very, very cuddly, that'll be great. And Triple J gets to keep and a beautiful, lovely alpaca, Matt O'Kine.
One person who can confirm the softness of an alpaca fleece is Stephen Stockwell, Triple J hack reporter. He's on the scene live in Brisbane right now. Can you discuss the conditions in Brisbane as you see them?
Well, right now it's a beautiful morning here at the alpaca farm where Lucky is. And I tell you what, it's a bit chilly, so I would love a knee blankie right now. That'd be so good.
Would you swap a diamond ring for one, Stephen?
If I had a diamond ring on me, absolutely.
Okay, now you're standing with Bella. You guys are next to Lucky also, along with the shearer and Alison, mother of Bella. What goes into the process of shearing an alpaca?
So we've got Alison right now who's hanging on to Lucky. Lucky's being sort of, you know, being physically restrained, essentially, but, you know, in a way that's obviously helping Lucky stand still for a shearing process. And Anna's just going over, it's like getting a haircut. Anna's just got a pair of clippers that she's going out Lucky with.
And is Lucky just telling you all about her, like, relationship problems and stuff?
Like most hairdressers?
Look, my alpaca's not great, but I'm pretty sure that's what is sort of going on right now. I mean, there's, like, some tense relationships with some of the other alpacas in the yard here.
Sure.
Not a huge fan of Thelma, apparently, but, I mean, they're working through that. We're seeing how it goes.
All right.
Excellent. And do you ever think that you would be reporting live from the scene of an alpaca shearing, Stephen, for your part with the Triple J Hack program?
Look, I never thought I would, but it has been a dream of mine. So I'm, so stoked that this has been able to happen.
Now, has the shearing process actually started? Is there hair, is there fleece coming off Lucky?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, the shearing process started about probably 15, 20 minutes ago. So we're slowly getting through it. I think it's going to be, my professional opinion as a shearing analyst, I'd say we've probably got another 45 to 50 minutes to go of the shearing process.
Excellent. And how's the crimp for the alpaca? Have you got a chance to feel it? Will the knee blankie be as soft and cuddly as I certainly hope it will?
This will be the softest and cuddliest knee blanket I've ever experienced, I believe.
Okay, now Bella's there with you. We swapped our calf for Lucky the alpaca. Bella, how is the car treating you?
It's really, really well.
Okay.
It's so much fun.
Have you hit third gear yet? You said you got up to second last time we spoke. Has Mum let you hit third?
No, she hasn't let me hit third yet. She's actually restraining me a bit on second at the moment.
Oh, okay. What's the bar that you have to get over before she's going to let you just rev it up?
Wait,
Bella. Did I hear Alison in the background just say, "And you've crashed it"?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
I accidentally reversed into the pole next to our gates that opened.
No. Oh, no. You've dinged it already. Oh, your first ding. Don't worry.
The car is fine. The car is fine.
All right. Well, that's good. Well,
Stephen Stockwell, you're going to be looking through the process and next week giving us a full hack report on the alpaca. What can we look forward to in that report?
Well, you have some very clear analysis of the shearing process. Obviously, it's all gone. Solid rundown of that. You know what the hopes and dreams are for the knee blankie as well? I mean, these people have raised Lucky. It's the nation's alpaca. So it's an important thing that we get this right and find out, really the level of soft and cuddliness of the blankie, how much blankie there may be, all of these important details.
Excellent. Well, Stephen, thank you so much. Best of luck with the Hack Show tonight at 5:30 as well. We will catch you later. Today on the program, the Delta Rigs.
They're going to be dropping in for like a version, an original and a cover. Absolutely cannot wait for that.
And then after it's all said and done, Matt O'Kine, after the amps have all been unplugged, after we head home for the weekend, I'm going to some place to get chemicals sprayed on my skin in order to make it look browner.
You are getting a fake tan, Alex Tyson.
Spray tan, not just rubbing on stuff and making my hands particularly brown. Getting a spray tan.
You're getting
my first.
Full hands above the head in your little jocks.
Yes. Yes.
Sprays from both sides like it's a car wash.
Yes. Coated.
Someone who does know a little bit about this is Beth McMullen. Hello, producer Beth.
I know more than I should about this.
Why?
Have you had one before?
I could probably count, I'd say at least 100 times. I was addicted to fake tan for a good couple
right.
of years.
You needed the hit.
Yeah, they'll probably give you, plastic undies to put on.
Right.
Because you don't want to get your own dirty.
Yeah.
And have you exfoliated?
No, I haven't exfoliated. Why do you need to exfoliate?
Very important. Because it's going onto your skin cells, right? And then as your skin cells start to come away, they will...
Oh, you get that.
Right.
The patchiness.
Yeah.
So how do I exfoliate?
You could either do it with a salt scrub, or I would suggest a mitt. Which you can purchase
exfoliating
from your friendly
mitt.
Supermarket.
Can you do it by yourself,
or
am I going to have to exfoliate Dice Dog here? What if I
need Matt to get all the hard to reach places.
Yeah, how flexible are you on your back?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, back exfoliation. Now, I should explain to this. I'm not getting a spray tan for a sudden, bit of vanity. I think spray tan does make you a better person.
It's the first of September on Monday. Yeah, that's why.
Oh, yeah, spring's kicking in.
Spring is fun. No.
You're getting your bikini bod ready.
I'm going to be in a short film this weekend in which our old friend Milan Pulvermacher, who is the gentleman in the burger commercial who looks like me and everyone thought I was in a advertising hamburgers, he's in a film in which there needs to be some sort of double, all right? And so instead of computer generating his head on someone else, old mate Dyson is stepping into the role.
So you need to get a fake tan,
now
spray
he's,
tan.
He is a model, a male model, and they said, all right, you could do this. That's fantastic. We might need to do something about your pasty skin. So that's why I'm going along to do that, to try and look a bit more like Milan.
Yeah, go on.
But I'm a little bit nervous because I did get told, thank you for telling me about this undies thing, because I did get told by someone they went along to get a spray tan, never done it before. And so they're like, I just, we'll let you get changed and we'll come back in a moment. And so they took their clothes off, put the robe on. The person came back in, like, all right, here we go. They just took the robe off and fully nude. And the person, the lady giving the tan, just freaked out. It's like, and he realized from the look on her face, like the look of the eyes opening wider when she catches a glimpse of his manhood, that he realized, actually, yeah, it seems like I should have had something on here. And I remember another story, like this is just pampering in general, that a friend had who went to the salon to get the bikini waxed.
Yeah.
And the person doing it happened to be an old friend from primary school who was then in charge of maintaining the area and just having that awkward feeling. So I thought this morning, on a Friday morning, we could go with stories from the salon. Given I'm going to be probably accumulating one this afternoon, if you've got an interesting tale from pampering yourself, 1-300-055-36, because it's an awkward bodies and nudity around.
I once had a spray tan fully naked. That was what they told me to do.
Jose.
So stories from the salon is what we're doing this morning.
Yeah, and often when you're in the salon, you might share some things about yourself that you wouldn't normally just, you know, tell anyone.
Potentially.
Lucy from Newcastle, you work in a salon. You get to hear some of the details of the clients' lives.
Yeah, I did. I worked in a nail salon a few years ago now, but got to hear lots of stories.
Okay.
What was a particularly memorable one?
I had two clients who were regulars, so I knew them quite well. Excuse me, and eventually sort of worked out after hearing quite a few stories that they were both seeing the same man.
Oh,
ooh.
Okay. Well, what tipped you off? What tipped you off as the similarities between the two stories?
The name and then the job and where they lived. And
Did they both keep getting the same thing done?
And he really likes when I get the Australian flag on my nails.
No, nothing that specific.
Right.
All right. Well,
and what is your responsibility as the nail technician here, Lucy, when you figured this out? Do you bring it up? What do you do?
Yeah, it was difficult. I thought about it a lot and decided in the end it wasn't my place to get involved. And eventually all parties found out about each other.
Oh.
And there were tears. But, it all came out. And then I had to be really careful not to book them in near each other because I didn't want them to come in each other.
So if they booked it in and you knew the other one was coming in, you said, sorry, we're all booked up that day.
Yeah,
come in at a different time.
Yeah,
oh, very interesting,
wow.
Lucy.
Well, Flynn from Thornbury, your partner had an awkward run in at the salon.
Yeah, she did. She went to get a Brazilian and she was... met the lady there and it happened to be her ex-boyfriend's new partner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. How did it go?
She said it was very awkward. The conversation was, awkward. And it was a bit of a, I guess, look at what your boyfriend used to have.
Oh. Oh, goodness me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the situation at all, but I know it would be quite horrible.
Yeah.
So thank you for letting us
know
about
Flynn.
It, Flynn.
No worries.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Splendid. I quite agree.
What about Like a Virgin on Triple J?
We are doing Like a Virgin. It's Friday. Matt and Alex are with you, joined by the Delta Rigs. How's it going, guys?
Hello. What's up, dudes?
Hey, we've got Elliot, Jesse, Monty, Alex and Simon in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in, lads. Monty, the last time I saw you was out in the field of battle, the Community Cup AFL match.
I was battling.
How did you pull up? Took a couple of good grabs sweeping up off the half back there.
You noticed.
Yeah.
I know, it's because I was marking you as well.
You were marking all over me too.
Well, I don't know if I was. I can't
what
remember.
Does that mean?
I don't know.
The other guy's not as as versed in AFL. Elliot, what's your history with it?
We know what's going on. Mm. We spent some time in Melbourne, but I did. I got there at the end of the game to catch you two. I was just saying that you looked a bit tired.
I was very ginger.
A bit stiff.
Yeah. Mate, he was all over. He was all over the game. Alex had a ripper.
He was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, why weren't you playing, Elliot?
I don't know.
He doesn't look very athletic.
It's not in the size of him.
I just prefer to heckle from the side. It's not my forte.
Can I please just say that I love the fact that you've got a yo-yo right now?
I don't just have any yo-yo. I've got a Coca-Cola.
No, you can't say what kind of yo-yo you've got.
Just say it's a cola brand.
It's got a nondescript cola.
I have a very special yo-yo because I'm a very special kind
can
of guy.
Can I say, though, there's no sleeping.
It won't sleep. No,
What's going on?
It's got a knot in the bottom. And we were talking about that outside. Like, if we had a brain or a fireball, it should be sleeping.
Dude, I had a brain. I mean, I had a butterfly as well. I was also a Yoho Diablo dude.
You went through all the crazes. Yeah. You couldn't be stopped. You would have been nuts about marbles.
Dude, I had a video that taught you how to do Yoho Diablo tricks. I mean, that's the level that I was at. So what are you going to... Can you do any tricks for us now?
No, I was walking the dog before. Yeah. But no, we were talking about trying to do the Jamaican flag or something. All I can do is, like, I'll try and do around the world, all right?
Okay, Elliot's the back of got it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You have to check the video of that one to see Elliot from the Delta Rigs around the world with the yo-yo. Is that going to be part of your original or cover this morning for Lack of Version, Elliot, or are you going to pop it down and pick up the keyboard in front of you?
Yeah, play an actual instrument now. But we got some tricks up our sleeves. Maybe not.
Okay.
All right, well, you're here to play an original and a cover. The original you're going to play is Supersonic Casualties. Tell us about this track. How'd you come up with it?
I don't know, it just started as a jam session. Mm. Most of the time we just get together and someone will come with a groove or a couple of chords. And
I think we had the lyrics from when we were playing at Queenscliff Music Festival and we were
being silly.
We were being belligerent on the balcony. And we were just cursing the town.
from the balcony.
In good nature.
Yeah, good natured sorcery from the balcony.
We're like, if only it was peppermint rain, then it wouldn't be so bad because it was pissing down at the time.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well,
we can have a here for a couple of the belligerent heckles, maybe thrown from a balcony in Queenscliff when the Delta Rigs were in town. It's their original track, Supersonic Casualties, for you, live for Lack of Version this morning. G'day.
Step away.
Yes, on Triple J this morning. That is the Delta Rigs and Supersonic Casualties. Brilliant stuff, guys. Elliot at the end taking the mic from the stand and dancing around with it.
Things are getting crazy.
Yeah, things getting loose in the Triple J studio.
I thought you were
going
to get your Yoho Diablo out there for a second.
I'll tell you what, if there was ever a soundtrack for Yoho Diabloing that wasn't, I don't know, Naughty by Nature or something, that was it. It is Like a Virgin this morning, and we're so stoked that we are still got cover to come.
That's right. We do have the Delta Rigs in the studio. Elliot, Jesse, Monty, Alex and Simon. You have a cover to come. We usually ask you for a clue as to what that cover might be. Have you got a clue for us, guys?
What's a clue, Monty?
What's a clue?
What is it?
Most bodily fluids of this consistency.
Most bodily fluids. Most bodily fluids are this consistency. Are we talking pH levels as well?
Maybe
have you measured those?
Viscous
content. All right. Well, you'll have to get your guesses in on 0439 757 555. Figure it out for yourself this morning. Test your own. See what it is.
See, maybe you've got some body fluids coming out right now.
Who knows? We're going to jump to the news quickly, regroup, and then be back with the Delta Rigs for Like a Virgin. You're on Triple J. Good morning. Friday morning. Like a Virgin.
Oh, yeah. And we do have the Delta Rigs for you right now for Like a Virgin, performing an original and a cover. They just performed their original, Supersonic Casualties.
Yeah, really, Ripper. Love that key change towards the end. And they've given us a clue as to what live song they're going to be playing in a moment. Most bodily fluids are this consistency.
Did you check your bodily fluids?
I had a look at all of them. I sat them all out next to me, got the little eyedropper, was going through, testing them out.
What did you notice about them all?
Various things.
Okay.
All disgusting.
We're getting your text on 0439 757 555. Some people think it could be cream by Prince.
Something by Sticky Fingers, maybe, says Jesse in Brisbane. Gav reckons Vaseline by the Stone Temple Pilots.
Someone texted in and suggested it could be Darude Sandstorm.
Yes. Well, you never know. It could be the consistency of a sandstorm. You never know. Maybe when I'm exfoliating today ahead of my fake tan, my bodily off cuts will be like a sandstorm. I haven't exfoliated for quite a while.
Your bodily off cuts. That
mixed with my dandruff. It's going to be, you're going to sort of duck behind a bloody camel to avoid getting copped with those. But stay with us. Live music on your radio in a moment by the Delta Rigs.
Right now, some movie with ads. Matt Nellis with you on Friday morning.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about
Like a Virgin.
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained
Like a Virgin
since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
Not quite agree.
What about
Like a Virgin on Triple J?
Yes, and for Like a Virgin this morning, the Delta Rigs are going to be performing a cover for you. They've already done their original Supersonic Casualties, getting geared up for the cover here, and there's been a bit of a change of scenery. I can now see a bit of a small piano in front of me. What can you call that, Elliot?
It's a small red piano.
It's not just a small red. Like, it's tiny. It's like a miniature piano.
It actually came with a tiny little red hat and a tiny little red lipstick as well.
We
lost those on the way in, yeah.
We actually had a little miniature monkey trained up to play the part.
Yeah.
But he slept. He slept in. He missed his alarm and just rocked up.
So,
sounds like you.
I know.
You cheeky monkey,
right,
Rudy.
All right, come on.
That's amalgamating two of our great stories over the last couple of weeks. Matt being late on Monday, and the Monday before him telling us that he's got a tail, which has been a big couple of weeks.
Because I was listening to the radio when you were late that day, and I was like, and you were like, oh no, the boss is here, I'm getting in trouble, and I was like, did he really get in trouble? So did you get in trouble after
that? They made me do 134 burpees, which I didn't know what they were.
Oh, right. Okay, so that's what
and then I vomited into a bucket.
Yeah. Ooh. Heavy.
Speaking of
right, Monty.
Bodily fluid.
I don't know what's scarier to me, like 34 burpees or having to get a serve from Kingsmill. I'd probably go with the burpees.
Yeah, you're right though, Matt. There's a good segue into bodily fluids, the clue that we were talking about. Most bodily fluids are this viscosity. What is the...
Is that a word? That is a word, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the layer on the top of the, you know, the texture, I believe.
The texture of various things, whether it's thick or thin. What are we going with for a cover, guys?
Gooey by Glass Animals.
Oh, brilliant song.
Yeah.
Really great song. Did you all agree? We're all big fans. Did someone champion the song for the Delta Roos to be covering this?
We all like the song, but it was Monty's idea to do the song. Yeah. He, any chance he gets to do backup vocals, he's like, this one is most suited to me doing backup vocals. Vocals, so let's do this one, fellas.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing it. It's listening to Like a Virgin, Matt and Alex. The Delta Rigs are in the studio about to perform Gooey by the Glass Animals. Take it away when you're ready, dudes.
Shake your asses.
Oh. Oh. Hey.
That was so great. That was the Delta Riggs performing Gooey, originally by the Glass Animals.
And was that a little bit of Eve and Gwen Stefani, Let Me Blow Your Mind in there? Is that what I was hearing? Wow.
Take my time. Dude, that was so great.
In your ear and let me blow your mind. Wow, incredibly done, gentlemen.
I hear a collab coming.
Tried to slip that one by us, but we were on it. Thank you so much for performing it. It's going to be online very soon, triplej.net.au. You can check out the footage of the Delta Riggs performing their Like a Version of Gooey. And October 10, we're all gearing up for the release of your next album, which you're going to have to help me out with the title here. Here, Elliot.
Dips Zabazius.
Dips Zabazius.
Zabazius.
What's that?
Ooh, it's a bit witchy. It's a play on words. It's a lot of fun for us. This is a really fun record, and it's just kind of a bit of a joke about the god of celebrity and how that's kind of probably a little bit out of hand at the moment.
Sure.
In this day and
has anybody
age.
Seen that Nicki Minaj clip?
No, I haven't watched it. I haven't clicked on it.
Oh, it's so bad.
Why? What is it? What's the Nicki Minaj clip?
Just watch it.
Is she giving Drake a lap dance or something like that?
Yeah. You're not helping things, my guy.
Well, I mean, speaking
part of the problem.
Speaking of celebrity, you guys have got some pretty class Australian celebrities that are on your side. I mean, I saw tweets from Karl Stefanovic.
Oh yeah.
And Sylvia Jeffries. Yeah.
Shout out to the Today Show. They've probably got the earphones in, listening to Like a Version this morning on Triple J. So, morning, Carl. Boys, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. We will catch you soon.
Thanks for having us, man.
Matt and Alex are with you on this Friday. Still cooling down after that hot as hell Like a Version that just happened.
Bodily fluids are boiling in the studio. Gooey by Glass Animals was covered by the Delta Riggs. And thank you so much for your text on 0439 75 7555. We really love hearing your feedback, and we do pass a lot of them on to the band as well, and that they get stoked when they hear that you enjoyed their cover. We've got Shannon from Melbourne. I'm calling it early. Best Like a Version ever.
No.
Better kick off with that one.
They didn't.
I know.
Not really?
Like, of all the Like a Versions, Shannon reckons that one is the best, as does Alexandra, who hit us up on Twitter as well, at Matt and Alex. Chicken dinner is another text
I love
which
that
I enjoyed.
Just chicken dinner. That's it. But no, thank you as well from Steve from Brisbane. He says, it's weird that every week for Like a Version, I secretly hope they make a mistake. But this week, I'm let down once again because they killed it.
Adam in Melbourne, making me all gooey on my inside. Good cover, fellas. Was very good. Loving this whole different take on Gooey. Amazing. Kino and the Sassy Martin texting it on that one.
Props to the text name there. That was fantastic. We did promise to tell you who would be playing Like a Version next Friday. So we will keep you guessing no longer. Is an artist out of Melbourne who has been ripping it up at the moment.
Goes by the name Al Fresh the Lion, and this is his track Survive. To get you excited for next Friday, the day we're actually going to be be in Melbourne for Triple J's Unearthed High concert. Seth Sentry heading along to Liebler Yavne College, home of Japanese wallpaper. So hopefully you can join us next Friday. Should be an exciting morning. News headlines up next, Triple J.
Hey, it's Friday. Matt and Alex are with you, joined currently by Lewis McCurdy, which means it's time for this.
Brunch Boars. Brunch Boars. Brunch Boars. Brunch Boars. Brunch Boars. B-Boars. B-Boars. Justin B-Boars.
It's time for Brunch Boys.
What do you reckon, guys? Actually months in the making, and I got it together. Yeah, what do you think?
I really, really like
you
it.
You into it?
I really like it. I feel like I've just opened a present on Christmas, and you gave me like some AstroTurf or something.
My favourite bit is when you change from Brunch Boys to B-Boys.
Yeah, do you like the sly Justin B-Boys in there?
Oh,
that could be us. That could be us. That was a cool snippet of a Wolf song.
Louis McCurdy.
I was waiting for it.
You do host lunch on Triple J. We host breakfasts, so together we are the Brunch Boys, chatting about weekends, chatting about times, and chatting about our attempts to groom Louis. I know you're a big fan of the tan, and today I have to go and get a spray tan to make myself look more like another guy who's a male model, and they just they need to try and make me look better so that I look like I'm him.
Does it make you look better?
I don't know. We're going to find out this afternoon.
Okay. My brother used to use fake tan on his face because he had a girlfriend who tanned really, really well, and I think he just wanted to, you know, be on that level. So he used to get fake tan on his face, and like his beard had come through, so it just looked a bit weird.
Well, yeah, what's going to happen, Alex? I mean, you've got quite a hairy ass.
Oh, cheers, mate. Cheers for that.
So... What? Well, you put it on Facebook.
I don't need that tanned.
There's photos on Facebook.
I don't need that tanned.
Check out Triple J Breakfast on Facebook. You can see just how hairy it was. People have said it looks like a hairy-nosed whale.
You guys go shop showing your butts on the internet.
People called me Mr. Tumnus.
But is it, can I play this now? Is it tan time?
It's tan time, baby.
Is that a tan?
Tan. It's tan time on Triple J.
Yeah, I remember, Louis, one time you had an out of office, you were on holidays, and you said, look at the time, it was 10 past 10. You're like, check the time. That's right, it's 10 past 10, tan time, I'm out of here. Whenever someone tried to send you an email, that's what they got. So what's the key to
what
a tan,
sweet
man?
Prank. Well, you know, just not to promote any, you know, inappropriate use of sunlight.
Indeed.
Because it can be bad.
Well, it's skin cells and trauma.
Yeah, it's not a good scene that I found out after doing the tan time segment. Don't call in with your best tan stories. The secret is to feel... like you got a weird skin like coloring, I guess. I mean, that's the go, isn't it?
I mean, you've always got the perfect balance. I mean, you don't go overboard.
Oh, you can.
You're
though.
Just getting your vitamin D. How do I stop myself going over the boundaries of decency into that sort of orange, into the people calling me Oompa Loompa, people pointing at me, twisting their finger in my face, singing doopity doo? How do I avoid doing that?
You can't, because the way you look at yourself in the mirror and the way people operate, their vanity, there's never a limit. There's never a threshold. You're always just going to keep wanting to get more tanned because you see yourself and you think, I better get more tanned.
That'll make me a better person.
Yeah.
With the tan. Also, my eyebrows are bushy.
I'm not feeling any better. I need to keep getting more tanned.
Matt keeps mocking me for my hairy bottom. I've got to wax that. I will wax everything else. I must be smooth. I must be tanned. I must be the
It's
the
ridiculous.
Perfect.
You know you know how solariums, they're becoming illegal because it is essentially like pretty bad. It's bad for your skin. So I've got a friend, I won't name him, who enjoys getting a tan. And he's been hitting the solariums, and obviously they're becoming banned. There's not going to be any more solariums. And
sure.
And he's like, well, he's like, pulls him to the side. The guy's running the solarium. He's like, look, I know you like getting a tan, and they're going to be banned soon. So I'll give you the hot tip. You know, in a little while, there's going to be a bit of like a district area. And,
are you kidding?
And there's going to be... you know, kind of like a speakeasy tan.
There's going to be...
a Prohibition-era solarium.
Yes, you're going to walk up to some dude in an alleyway. He's going to open up his jacket. And there's going to be a little ultraviolet sort of light thing shining out.
There's just going to be a beautiful tan underneath him. He's going to be nude and glorious.
Or he's going to have, those bars, solarium bars, sewn to the inside of his jacket so that when he opens it, it's like the arms of a solarium.
I just can't wait to see the stakeouts, like the cops out there. They see a guy walking down the street. They got a little colour palette scheme on the side. Like, you didn't walk in darker than this. Like, what's in the pockets? Like, man, they're just my goggles. I swear I've been swimming, man.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.